Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Pobore. Terrific victory there, 13-0. We put the sort of like the difficulties of the away game against Accrington away behind us there nicely. 13-0. It was four in the first half. Didn't really tell the tale of where we were going to go with that one.
No. I actually said to the players at half time, I said, you know, today was all about goals and getting ourselves in a great position in the league. And yeah, the half-time team talk was, you know, pretty much we need to do better in front of goal. I think we had 30 shots in the first half on the stats. Felt we could just run a little bit better with, you know, I want to come away with the four goals. And the girls agreed with me, and I think we went out second half and put it right and scored another hatful.
Yeah, certainly Kirsty pulling in her part there, getting eight, equaling the club record previously against a much weaker side, let's say, Hayside, when Furries and Shelby both put eight in when we were beaten 24-0 by Abraham Moss. That was a far better eight, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so first goal was absolutely stunning. And like I say, it's all about us pulling together as a team. You know, a lot of the players around have made those goals for her as well. But at the end of the day, Kirsty's, you know, she hit the back of the net eight times, and that's all we can ask for. I can't ask for any more than that.
Yeah, I think a lot. You could probably say that maybe the second to eight were team goals, but that first one was an individual piece of brilliance.
Oh yeah, wow, it was outstanding.
Well, I think that probably won the goal of the season competition already for Cara's chagrin, because she put a few good ones in herself.
Yeah, but she has.
We've got exactly what we wanted. We've got another clean sheet. That's five on the bounce now. That's really, you're turning it round compared to where we were, say, a couple of months ago when we were leaking goals a little bit more often. Have you trained anything different to do that, or is it just the way it's worked out?
Yeah, we're always trying to tweak the way we play and trying to, you know, obviously become a little bit more adaptable to situations and stuff. And I think when we're at home, when we're in the form we're in, when we can score that many, or that dangerous at the up the front end, it does tend to take the edge off the other team coming back the other way. So I think it helps us, you know, for us. Attack is the best form of defence, so we just needed to be a little bit more us. And I think over the last, like I say, progressively over the last few weeks, we've managed to get forward a lot more. And like I say, today we've managed to score 13. So I think Accrington was all hands to the deck, sort of keeping us out rather than trying to score the other end. And I think that works the best.
Yeah, last week we were talking about the away game at Tranmere that this should have been, which was probably going to be a reasonably tough match. And but we're still faced with a reasonably tough match, Mosley Hill away next week. That should be because they're still up at the top end of the league. That given you any thoughts to how to face that one?
Yeah, it was going to be a tough game. I mean, we played an outstanding game last time. We were beating 5-0 inside the stadium, but I'm pretty sure conditions and all their sort of set up and their pitch there are going to make it real difficult for us. So we've just got to make sure we've got enough about us to be able to adapt on the day and to be able to change to whatever the situation comes. And like I say, if we keep a clean sheet, we only need one goal to win the game. And I think for us, we've always got a goal in us.
Yeah, we don't need eight, but thankfully Kirsty delivered them today. Thanks very much, Luke Pommel.
Cheers, Neil.
Cheers.